MC ITR. Live from UBC on May 22nd. It's the birthday of Mr. Morrissey. And May 18th, it's the anniversary of death of Ian Curtis. So, those are the dates we can't really miss. Now we'll go around it, splitting somehow time between the Smiths, Morrissey, Joy Division, and Ian Curtis, and people who are or were influenced by them, if I can find it, if I want to find it. If not, we'll just go to a real source, which is probably more most likely anyway. Today is day number 23 of May 2012. This show is called Miser Hour. My name is Hans von Kloss, your Polish import. And this is one of those ingenious ambient tracks using only a few notes, and that's it, that will do. But it goes and it flies and it rains and it snows and it blows and it sinks and it's doing everything. And as you know, there's lots of ambient music that is actually a waste of everybody's time, and people actually have nerves to put something out and call it music. It's just because you have no idea what you're doing. You just put your music and you call it ambient. It's not one of those. It's easy to laugh, it's easy to hate. It takes strength to be gentle and kind.
If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes.
Fresh lilac, more than fields, touch of death. Fresh lilac, fallen fields cannot hide the stolid stench of death. Invalid waits and says, invalid wakes, invalid wakes, invalid wakes and says, oh, whatever he has done, I have done. But this is no easy ride for a child's cry. We are on a sullen misty morn. We may be dead and we may be gone, but we will be, we will be, we will be right by your side until the day you die. This is no easy ride. We will haunt you when you laugh. Yes, you could say we're a team. You might sleep, you might sleep, you might sleep, oh.
Round their table.
washed down by the rain. Stood by the gate at the foot of the garden, watching them pass like clouds in the sky. Tried to cry out in the heat of the moment, possessed by a fury that burns from inside.
Deep in
I will feel so glad to go. Sing me to sleep, sing me to sleep. I don't want to wake up on my own anymore. Sing to me, sing to me. I don't want to wake up on my own anymore. Don't feel bad for me. Another world, there is a better world where I must be.
August 18th, some time ago, Ian Curtis left us, and May 18th, Ian Curtis left us, and May 22nd is the day one of those biggest names in music for smart people, Morrissey, was created. Whatever that means. So we are celebrating birthday and funeral date or anniversary of that same time. It's probably a good thing. FM, CITR, 23rd day of May 2012. Makes you wonder how many kids out there, they have the same mind like Ian Curtis had, or a similar one anyway, and they gone for very similar reasons, and they went similar way. Sometimes you have to die just to influence other people. And I don't know if it's a really good thing, but I guess people feel more comfortable and seem to just care a little bit more about people who die. Because they know no longer competition for them. They're just a new god they can pray to. This is Hans von Kloss, and this is Music Hour.
weary inside. Now our hearts lost forever. Can't replace the fear nor the thrill of the chase. These rituals showed up the door for our wanderings. Opened and shut, then slammed in our face.
101.9 FM CITR. Once again, more of Morrissey and more of Ian Curtis, more of the Smiths and Joy Division. One was born, one died in the same month. Almost 4 or 5 days of difference. Four. May 18 and May 22nd. I know those are just numbers, but when you lose someone, like we all have, Ian Curtis, and when you admire someone like we do, Mr. Morrissey, for some reason the numbers are more important than you think. Or maybe it's just me, I'm just so naive and stupid, and I just pay attention to unnecessary things. But then again, it's me, and those 2 hours usually belong to me. In a way, they belong to some of us out there. Via radio waves, via radio heads, via internet, via files or whatever. With those who were with me for last, I don't know, number of years, and those who just accidentally stumbled on this show, well, I guess good for you. And one more thing, from last month, from last week, all the kudos to kids in Montreal fighting for their rights, and of course pathetic show in Vancouver Library, 100 people. So I'm still supporting my opinion about Canada. There's a Montreal and all the rest is a wasteland, blind and deaf people.
Oh, yeah, we can.
Sure you can. It's almost midnight.
Nobody else is listening anyway.
Mr. Tom York doing
the
Smiths.
We can't tell.
Well,
so this is a Smith song. This is about when we were younger, but we didn't write it.
Yeah, nobody else could, even you.
Oh,
military two-step down the nape of my neck. I wanna go home, I don't want to stay. If our education is about to mistake, live weak on the playing field. Serve what you want, needs you in the drawing, elbow in the face. Is it bigger than dinner plates? I wanna go home, I don't wanna stay.
indeed. Love will tear us apart again and again and again and again. That is the only thing that sets us apart from animals. It's a love. We don't know that for sure, but it's the most likely scenario. Other than this, we are way below all the other animals on this very planet. They haven't invented torture. They don't talk behind your back, and their own back for that matter. They don't produce money. They don't aim gun at you. The only killing they do is just survival, and it's quick, and it's always necessary. We have only the sick imagination just to make other people's life and other animals' life as difficult as and as sufferable as possible. I hope that's English. Well, even if it isn't, what it became now. This is Hans von Klaus, your import from Poland. This is Music Hour. I'm here weekly, almost weekly, from 11 till 1 or so. And remember, after 1, or right before 1, I'll leave you with some live broadcast from Poland, one of the radio stations, almost commercial free, so you might enjoy it, you might not. I'm still homesick, and probably if I would go back to Poland, I wouldn't feel good either. It's probably no good place for me on this planet. Never happy, never satisfied, but that's okay. It's only my problem. Once in a while I share it, and nobody gives a shit anyway. And I just simply can't help it, and I have to talk about it. Like you're gonna share the tear for me. So we say goodbye to Mr. Ian Curtis, and we say viva hate to Mr. Morrissey for next 50 minutes or less remaining time of this bloody show.
I've had can make a good man turn back. So please, please, please let me get what I want this time. Haven't had a dream in a long time. See, the life I've had can make a good man bad. So for once in my life, let me get what I want. Lord knows it would be the first time. Lord knows it would be the first time.
Now, we did August Arnell last week, who was terrific. I mean, the final question was, if you couldn't be August Arnell or Kid Creole, who would you like to be? And he said, good question, I'd like to be a woman. So, what do you mean? And he said, well, he said, women are just one rung up from Negroes in the ladder of society. And he said, I'd really like to see life from a woman's perspective, which was terrific. I mean, he was a really good interview. Going to close up there. Okay. I'm afraid it's going to get rather hot.
Okay. What the question?
Oh, the question's in the atmosphere, I think. How was Glastonbury?
It was quite strange. It's not something that, quite honestly, I'd like to relive. It wasn't the best of our performances, and there was some animosity from certain sectors of the crowd. From the bulk of the crowd, there wasn't. It was very successful, but then it is really quite strange when you're singing to people who quite obviously do not like you, which obviously doesn't happen in events which are solely Smith's events. Yeah. But when you're playing festivals where there are people there to see other groups, it's quite tricky. And that's how Glastonbury turned out for us.
Why did you do Glastonbury? Because it seemed a strange event for the Smiths to do.
Yeah, I didn't really know that much about Glastonbury, really, before we did it. And it sounded a very attractive prospect several months ago. And I'm sure for many groups it really is, but I don't think the Smiths worked at Glastonbury. I'm not exactly sure why, because...
Well, I don't think anything works in Glastonbury. It's just one of those waste of time festivals, like most of the festivals anyway. Still Ill, yeah, it's a full interview by Morrissey. You can find it on YouTube. Without going to your thankfully disappearing video and CD stores. So enjoy it. And of course I love those comments. Is there anyone who speaks better than Morrissey? Well, yeah. Probably not. And let's do some business. We'll see if you're going to believe this.
So you were then running.
Well, it's really up to you if you will. There it is.
Jenny Wong became the first Chinese-Canadian woman disc jockey in 1948 after...
No, not this one.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Now, you can partly agree with this, but as you know, the government of Canada, kind of forced on us to play 30% of Canadian music, Canadian artists, of whatever we play. So there you have it. You have to really stretch sometimes to find something. But that's the way they want it. And yeah, so don't you believe you live in a free country. And don't you believe you listen to radio that is totally free of influence or any pressure. But we like to put soap in our eyes and pretend we don't see anything. It's a national game, isn't it? National sport, should I say. 101.9 FM, CITR, live from UBC. Almost live, possibly in stereo. Our adventure with Morrissey and Ian Curtis, the Smiths and Joy Division. One was born, one died the same month, 4 days apart. Like I said, those are numbers and probably a pretext for me to play something. No, it's not. It's just a respect, that's what it is. I hope I will have one percent of the respect they ever got from anyone out there. For what I'm doing for all of you Radioheads. On 101.9 FM CITR, this is Music Hour. My name is Hans von Klaus, your Polish import. And there comes probably one of the most important songs by the Smiths. I've heard people who never heard the Smiths before, when they listen to that music, to this song, they just went to different galaxy. And I don't know whatever happened to them, but it was quite a reaction every time I heard somebody hear this first time and really paying attention. I wish you rain.
Not for you, my love. Not
tonight, my love. Love is natural and real, but not for such as you.